We finally made it to Pluto, Don.
That's right, Yael. And didn't the New Horizons spacecraft take 9 years to get there?
Pluto is over 4.5 billion miles from Earth. Even with a speed of 39,000 miles per hour, it still takes a long time to travel that far. But it was worth the long wait.
I bet scientists were surprised to find Pluto has a heart.
What looks like a heart-shaped area in Pluto's Sputnik Planum region is really ice. The area measures about 1,000 miles across. That's the size of Texas. And it's not water ice. It's made up of nitrogen, methane, and carbon monoxide. The carbon monoxide is thickest in the whiter areas of the heart.
Those are common gases here on Earth. Are you telling me they are solids and not gases on Pluto?
Yes, Don. Being so very far from the sun, Pluto is a super cold place. The gases remain frozen, but not permanent. High-resolution photos suggest that Pluto's ice may have moved recently, like glaciers here on Earth. That means there has been some geological activity, at least within the last 100 million years. The ice also has dark streaks that are a few miles long. These are aligned in the same direction and may have been produced by winds blowing across the surface.
Winds?
Pluto also has an atmosphere that extends about 80 miles above the surface.
So, Pluto isn't just a dead rock like our moon.
No, it appears to be geologically active.
Like a planet?
Oh, no, Don. We are not starting the Pluto is a planet argument again.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.